We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bring in our buddy Omar Ruiz. We saw Omar in training camp, and he's been embedded in Berea last couple of days between Hugh Jackson getting fired, Todd Haley getting fired, and the trade deadline about 95 minutes away. Omar, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
Hey, good, man. It's always an eventful time here in Northeast Ohio. You know, the hotbed of football, you know, recently for Browns fans for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
But an exciting time nonetheless.
Hey, the Browns may not be good, Omar, but they are always entertaining.
Yeah, keeping themselves relevant since 1999, you know, that's for sure. You know, we always joke about the quarterbacks and the change they've made. And obviously, you know, the coaches, you know, having somewhat of a carousel here. Even regimes, you know, and general managers and football ops people kind of going through here. Like the turnstile continues, and you would have thought maybe, just maybe, that they would have some consistency here going forward. But, you know, we kind of figured this was coming with John Dorsey coming in and not having his own head coach here. That was only a matter of time before he put his stamp on that position.
You know, Omar, I don't think it was a surprise that the Browns decided to let Hugh Jackson go, but I think it was a surprise that they let Todd Haley and Hugh Jackson go within about an hour of each other, depending on the timing. That I don't know that that's ever happened. That was, to me, the biggest shock, is that they're both gone.
Yeah, and that to me would suggest that, you know, that they did have much more concern with how things were playing out, with the you know the fostering of, you know, negative you know, locker room atmosphere or coaching staff. Was much more paramount than maybe even, you know, the concerns of the game on Sunday. Because you would think, as much strife as there was behind the scenes, having Jackson and Haley around, or one of the two around, would give them a better shot versus Kansas City. Obviously, the AFC's team with the best record, the highest scoring team in the league. And now you're going to pit them off with, you know, Freddie Kitchens. And I like Freddie, and he's well-respected around the league, but he's never called plays in the NFL before, albeit or except for that one game in the preseason that they noted yesterday. But certainly, you know, cleaning house, making sure the infighting had come and gone was first and foremost of their concern, obviously.
Omar Ruiz of the NFL Network with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Omar, once again, the Browns, for a lot of people nationally, have become a punchline. But I honestly look at yesterday as a great day for the future of the Browns, because I think – I think John Dorsey, who in my opinion is the only good hire Jimmy Haslam has made in his 6 years here, sent a clear message that we will not be putting up with this nonsense anymore, which is why he fired both guys, and it was smart. But it also leaves me optimistic, even though Jimmy Haslam, I thought, handled that press conference very poorly, that he will finally stay out of the way, let John Dorsey do his job, hire the coach, and this team that has some budding talent can get really on track next year. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you as far as, you know, the message that it sent, that, you know, they have to be uniform in their message, and the fact that everyone has to be on the same page. And when you look around the league, the organizations that are successful, they do have, you know, unilateral aligning of philosophies and everything going on in the building. So it was a good move. I thought it was curious, you know, when Jimmy Haslam, you know, was asked if the power structure is still going to be intact with, you know, Greg Williams reporting to essentially both Haslam and John Dorsey. And he said, yeah, I thought, you know, I think this would have been a time to, like you said, publicly say that John Dorsey is unequivocally running football operations as opposed to Haslam being involved about half the time.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that actually plays out. Maybe it was too soon for Haslam to feel like he could say that publicly, and, you know, didn't want to, you know, feel like he was, you know, backtracking on himself. But ultimately, if John Dorsey is, in fact, calling the shots from A to Z without any other input from ownership, I think that'll be the Browns putting their best foot forward.
Yep.
Omar, what do we expect out of Greg Williams as the Browns have eight more games to go? We know Greg is fiery. He likes to use the F word a lot. and he's a little bit different than Hugh Jackson. What do we expect out of the Browns with Greg Williams as the head coach?
I would expect, you know, especially in the short term, when you have a stint like this, you know, the change obviously ought to motivate a little more than maybe the buttons that were being pushed before. You know, a spark for the rest of the eight games. You know, we'll see if they can fix the defense. You know, that as much as we've talked about the offensive production and lack thereof, the defense is averaging, 400 yards per game plus that they've given up. Now, you can attribute a lot of that to the defense being on the field a lot and the offense not doing its part by, you know, eating clock and such. But, you know, as long as Greg Williams has some answers to fix the defense, then, you know, I think they'll be competitive in games and continue to play hard. Long term, you know, we'll see. I don't think anybody thinks that Greg Williams is the answer long term. But in the short term, I think you would expect a Browns team to remain competitive and play hard for the on-field product.
I'd agree with that, and I'd also agree with him not being the answer long term. He better not be. Omar Ruiz, NFL Network, is with us. Omar, let's talk some trades. We've had two significant deals already today. Demaryius Thomas to the Texans for a fourth-round pick. Golden Tate to the Eagles for a third-round pick. We saw Amari Cooper move last week. Snacks Harrison move last week. The Browns, you know, earlier in the past couple of weeks, we talked about maybe them being a buyer for a receiver. I don't see that at this point, but are you hearing any buzz 90 minutes before the deadline about maybe Jamie Collins, about maybe Tyrod Taylor or somebody else?
Yeah, nothing coming out of the building today. I think our Mike Garofolo pointed out that, you know, whatever talks Jamie Collins may have generated, it was kind of squashed in the fact that, you know, he hasn't played his best football recently. He would be very expensive, you know, for whatever team that would take him on, and it's probably not going to draw, you know, too much of an asset from the Browns should they move him. So I would expect it to be quiet for the Browns. Obviously, they had an overhauled roster coming into the season. They've made, you know, several changes once the season started. So if the Browns were made an offer that they were blown away for, of course they would make it, but I don't think they'd be actively in pursuit of too much more than they've already done.
Do we think the offense will change at all with Baker now, with Freddie Kitchens kind of calling the plays, and you know, Ken Zampezi is still here, and his offense goes back to Cincinnati. It's not really the Todd Haley offense. Do you think it changes much, or are we going to see what basically the Browns have been doing the first eight games?
Well, they better do something different, because, you know, Baker has been getting pounded.
Yep.
I think it's been about 20 sacks the last 5.5 games. So, you know, I would hope that they would move him out of the pocket. You know, it seems to be that's been the game plan the last few outings for Browns opponents, is just to keep Baker bottled up in that pocket, and he's been abused coming out of that game, apparently significantly beat up against the Steelers. No real injuries, but just, you know, he looked as beat down as you can possibly see, you know, a rookie quarterback take on. But, you know, protecting him will be paramount, and whether that's, you know, getting the quarterback outside the pocket remains to be seen. But it is interesting, the point you made about Ken Zampezi came through, you know, with a lot of fingerprints from Hugh Jackson's Bengals offense. And you have, you know, Freddie Kitchens, obviously the new offensive coordinator, has the fingerprints from Todd Haley's regime in Arizona, them working together. So it'd be interesting to see how that gets blended together going forward. But obviously, first and foremost is protecting Baker.
Omar, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks, fellas. Talk to you next time.
You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.